I thought three messages in the evening would be enough for me to speak. But the brothers asked if I could share some words about hymn singing and worship. Let's just look at a few scriptures that touch on this matter. The first one's in Ephesians 5:18.
第一处是在以弗所书第五章第十八节。
Ephesians 5:18-19.
以弗所书第五章第十八节还有第十九节。
And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
以弗所书第五章十八到十九节，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗歌、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
And there's a parallel passage to this in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16.
有同样类似一节的是在哥罗西书第六章第三章第十六节。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom teaching and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
哥罗西书第三章第十六节。当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
And then in Mark chapter 14, verse 26,
马可福音第十四章第二十六节。
Jesus and his disciples had together the Last Supper.
耶稣和他使徒要吃最后一顿的晚餐。
And we read, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
他们唱完诗歌以后，他们就去这个橄榄山。
And then in Acts chapter 16, verse 25,
在使徒行传第十六章第二十五节。
No better place to sing a hymn than in jail.
没有比这个在监狱里面唱诗歌更好的地方了。
And about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
那天晚上，他们保罗和西法他们两个人在唱诗歌，在唱诗，然后囚犯都在听他们唱诗歌。
And evidently, God was listening too, because there was an earthquake.
很显然，神也在听，因为那时候就有一个地震。
That's God saying Amen.
那个就是神的方法说 Amen。
In Revelations chapter 5,
启示录第五章,
we find that in heaven, hymn singing is a regular activity.
我们看到唱诗在天上是一个非常经常做的事情。
Verses 8 and 9,
第八到第九节。
When he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood, men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
启示录第五章第八到第九节，他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉。这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。他们唱新歌说。你配拿书卷，配展开七印，因为你曾被杀，从自己的血，从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
And then one more passage at the end of Job, chapter 38.
在约伯记的最后
，verse 4，
第三十八章第四节。
Job 38, verse 4.
约伯记第三十八章第四节。
Now you remember the Lord started asking questions to Job.
你记着，神一开始就问约伯一些的问题。
Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth?
我在创建建立地的根基的时候，你在哪里呢？
Tell me if you have understanding. Who set its measurements? Since you know, or who stretched the line on it? Or what were its bases sunk? And who laid its cornerstone?When the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy.
第五节那边说，你若晓得，就说是谁定的？是谁定地的尺度？是谁把准绳拉在其上？地的根基安置在何处？地的脚石是谁安放的？那时晨星一同歌唱，神的众子也都欢呼。
And there we see the stars and the angels.We're singing at the creation of the universe.
我们就看到晨星和神的众子，就是天使，一同在唱，关乎神的创造，在那边唱诗。
And I guess we should do one more, all the way back in Genesis chapter 4.
我们再翻到启示录第四章，创世纪第四章。
Genesis 4, verse 21.
第四章第二十一节。
From the earliest genealogical records, we find this.
从最早的这个家谱上的记录我们可以看到。
And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and the organ.
这个人他就是做第二十一节就是亚巴的弟兄名叫尤巴他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
We thank you so much, Lord, that you've given us this treasure.Of hymns.
我们感谢你把这样一个宝贝，就是诗歌赐给我们。
You've given them to us to ignite our hearts in worship of our Lord.
你把这些赐给我们，点燃我们心中的火，来唱诗赞美你。
Help us to consider these things as we gather this afternoon.
当我们今天下午聚的时候，帮助我们来思考这样的事情。
Show us how vitally important this matter is.
让我们看到这件事情是何等的重要。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
In about the year 2000 or 2001,
大概两千年或者两千零一年的时候
I was asked to be on a team to edit a hymn book.
我是被邀请来参加一个团队来编一本的诗歌本
Probably some of you know Christian Chen and realize how much he loved the hymns.
我们认识陈西宗弟兄呢，我们大概知道他是非常喜爱诗歌的。
In New York, he did an extensive seminar on the history of hymns.
他一次在纽约那边办了一系列关乎诗歌历史的讲座。
And afterwards, some brothers were so touched that they felt we must produce or edit a hymn book in English for the English-speaking world.
讲完以后，一些弟兄他非常受感动，他就建议说我们要编辑一本英文的诗歌，把这些诗歌历史上的诗歌都编辑在一起。
And so six of us gathered together on a number of occasions over a few years.
我们就是六个人，几年的时间，好几次在聚在一起。
And probably some of you have seen this book called Christ in Song, the hymn book that was produced out of that time.
我们可能有人见过那本诗歌，就是从那次的编辑出来，叫《基督在歌里边》。
We went over the hymns. I think there's 800 and something.870 hymns, something like that.
那个诗歌本里面大概有870首首的诗歌。
And since Christian Chen was our slave driver,
这个陈弟兄是这个奴隶主。
We studied each hymn.
我们每一首诗歌都来专心来学习。
We sang all the verses of each hymn.
每一首诗歌每一节我们都唱。
We determined if it was worthy of the addition or not.
我们就。这么来决定这首诗歌配不配放到这个诗歌本里边。
We argued about words.
我们来在那边来争论一个词一个字在那边来争论。
I would say about 20%.
我要说大概20%。
Of the hymns that we sing today have been changed from its original.
大概我们今天唱的诗的20%都是和原本有所改动的。
Verses here and there, some words, you know.
有些节有些的字都被改动了。
As an example.
比如说。
For you, it's no problem.
对你们来说没有问题。
You sing Amazing Love.
你们唱奇妙的爱。
Where it says, "Where Christ, my God, has died for me."
那边是说基督我的神为我而死。
Most English hymnals have taken out Christ my God has died for me.
很多的英文的诗歌里边就把基督我的神基督这个字给拿走了。
Because they don't think Christ is God.
因为他们不认为基督是神。
See, Charles Wesley thought he was God.
查尔斯威斯利他认为神他是神。
And we sing it the way our brother Charles originally wrote it.
我们唱的就是根据查理斯弟兄当初所写的。
But theologians and people always have some ideas.
但那个神学家他们都是一直有自己的一些见解。
One other little quirky thing.
比如说另外一个很奇怪的东西。
Brother Witness Lee.
李长寿。
He influenced a lot of the songs that were sung both in English and Chinese.
他是对我们今天唱这个中英文的诗歌唱是有很多的影响。
Now, I don't know if you know this, but he doesn't like the word heaven.
我不知道你们有没有注意到，他非常不喜欢天堂这个词。
Or the thought of crossing over the Jordan into the promised land, being going to heaven.
或者说过约旦河进应许之地，就是一个天堂天的一个代表。
So every time he came on something like that, he changed the words.
所以每一次他看到诗歌里面有这样的词，他就把那个词改掉了。
So when we were putting it together as a book, we had to go back, find the original words, and put them in.
所以每一次我们看到有这样的情况，我们就回到原本，把原来的词放回来。
And just one footnote about Christian Chen.
另外一个加的一点就是关于我们陈锡曾弟兄的。
So the six of us are reviewing the hymns. So each hymn somebody read. So now I read such and such a hymn, and I'm reading it.And Christian says, "No, no, wait."
我们这六个人就是都是在看一些诗歌，我看一些诗歌，然后这个陈锡曾弟兄他就会审核，他那边看，他会说等一下。
He said, "You know, those words have been changed. That's not the, that doesn't sound right."
你说那个词好像是被改过了，这个听起来不对。
And finally, I asked him. I said, "Well, why do you know that?"
我就最后就问他，你怎么知道的
？Well, when our brother was a youth.
我们弟兄当他年轻的时候
，He memorized the Chinese version of the hymns of the little flock, all of the hymns.
他把那个小群诗歌里边那些所有的诗歌都背下来了。
That's how much he loved the Lord.
那就是他对神的爱。
Have you memorized all the hymns?
你有没有把这些诗歌都背下来啊
？And so when we were reading in English, of course, he was trying to take it back to his memory.In Mandarin, and they said, no, that's not right. And so we'd have to look it up, and sure enough.
所以他背下来，他唱今天的诗歌，他和中文一比较的话，他觉得不对，我们应该回查看一下。
So we need to elect about four people here to memorize all of the hymns.
所以今天我们要从中间挑出四个人来，把所有诗歌都要背下来。
Oh, my. That was, well, anyway, it's quite an experience.
这个很一个很大一个经历了。
And through it, I of course learned many hymns and learned to appreciate the hymns much more.
然后我学了很多新的诗歌，我也更能欣赏这些的诗歌。
Occasionally, we had we found a wonderful poem that had never been put to music.
有的时候我们会发现一个很好的诗，但是没有音乐。
And so Christian Chen says, "Oh, no problem, Dana, write a tune."
他说那个陈医生说没问题，Dana 你来写音乐。
So in the hymn book, there's about five or six tunes that I wrote to things that were famous poems by somebody like Jesse Penn Lewis or something, you know.
所以在那个诗歌本里面，大概五六首的是音乐是我写的，那些是很好的诗，比如说那个奔路易斯师母他所写的。
So I would just like to read a little short paragraph in the introduction to this hymn book, Christ in Song.That our brother Christian wrote, just the introduction.
我就想读一点那个诗歌本里边他前序言，陈锡曾所写的序言。
In the beginning,
在一开始
，God created a singing universe.
在起初，神创造了一个唱诗的宇宙。
When God laid the foundations of His creation, the planet Earth was born.Into a universe filled with heavenly music from the angelic chorus of morning stars.
当神把地基创造的时候，地球就是放到一个宇宙里边，宇宙里边满了从天上来的音乐，那些音乐是从那些天使那边，像晨星那样天使那边他们所唱的。
Abruptly, Sin was introduced into the universe, and a gradual corruption set in everywhere.
那突然罪就进到这个宇宙里边，一个中断就到处都有一个中断。
However, the sun of righteousness began to rise by redemption. And the universe once again is filled with music resounding from the thunderous throngs of singers around the throne of God.
但是那个整公义的太阳开始它升起来，它来拯救我们，然后宇宙再一次充满了唱诗的声音在神的宝座面前。
No one in this universe appreciates and enjoys music more than our God.
在这个宇宙里边，没有谁比我们神那样更喜欢唱诗。
He longs for the universe he created and redeemed to be filled with joyful singing and beautiful music.
他的心，神的心，真是渴慕一个宇宙被拯救，并且里边被充满了有喜悦的唱诗还有音乐。
He goes on in another paragraph to say,
他继续下面一个自然段。
Martin Luther, generally known as the father of congregational singing,
马丁路德一般都是认为众人认为他是聚会唱诗的始祖。
Once said this,
他曾经一次说，
Music stands nearest to divinity.
音乐和神性是最靠近的。
For it, I would not give what little I know for all the treasures in the world.
为了这个音乐，我不会用世界上任何的宝物和它相换。
It is my shield in struggle and adversity.
在我挣扎，在我难处里边，它是音乐是我的一个盾牌。
My friend and companion in moments of joy.
我的朋友，在我快乐时候，音乐是我的一个朋友。
My comforter and refuge in despondency and solitude.
在孤单无助的时候，音乐是我的安慰。
So you see, once we discover the right perspective, how wonderful and blessed it is singing hymns.
所以当我们有一个正确的一个视角来看，能够唱诗是一个何等蒙福的一件事情。
Hymns have the effect of releasing the love of God in our hearts.
唱诗有这样一个效果，就是把神的爱释放在我们心里边。
Remember that Paul says in Ephesians 5,
你记得这个保罗在以弗所书第五章那边说的，
Be filled with the Spirit.
要被圣灵充满。
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
用诗歌灵歌彼此对唱。
Singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord.
唱诗在心里边做音乐向神来唱诗歌。
So, singing like this was known from the earliest days in the Christian congregation.
所以这样的唱诗从基督徒最一开始聚会就已经有了。
And the key to it was,
这个要秘诀是，
it allowed our hearts to make melody to God.
重点是让我们的心可以唱诗来赞美神。
Now I know it's a note of distinction among Chinese men to sit silently during the hymns.
我知道这个中国的人就是你如果你唱诗你要很安静的做，这是很有修养的。
Because maybe we don't sing well.
也可能我们唱不好。
Or because we're contemplating the words.
也许我们在这个默想这个词。
Or because we're asleep.
或者我们就是我们睡着了。
But we gather as a congregation with something the Lord's looking for.
但我们当我们聚集在一起的时候，神要找一些东西。
Not songs sung with our lips and our vocal cords.
不是说我们唱一些的歌，用我们的舌头，用我们的声带。
Singing in your heart. To the Lord,
用你的在你的心里边唱诗，向着神。
The Lord looked down from heaven and saw that David had a singing heart.
神从天上看到大卫，他有一个唱诗的心。
And he loved him from that day forward.
从那一天开始，他就开始爱上大卫了。
Now we who say we love God,
我们那些说我们爱神的。
When we gather with the congregation, there should be evidence of it.
我们在一起聚义的时候，应该也有这样的一个证据。
You may sing off key.
你可能唱调唱走调了。
You may sing loud or soft.
你可能唱高或者唱低。
But if you love the Lord, you should sing from your heart to the Lord.
如果你爱神的话，你应该从心里边唱诗给神。
God loves worship of His Son.
他喜神喜悦那些赞美他敬拜他儿子的。
And you notice that Paul talks about this singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs in two places.
保罗说在有两处说要唱诗歌、灵歌和赞美的诗歌。
First in Ephesians,
第一次在以弗所书
it's an evidence that we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
那就是我们被圣灵充满的一个证据。
And in Colossians,
在哥罗西书
it's an evidence that the Word of Christ richly dwells within us.
那个就是一个基督的话在丰丰满满充满在我们心里面一个证据。
That Word you've been hiding in your heart,
那个藏在你心里的话
needs expression in hymns and psalms and spiritual songs.
需要从诗歌灵歌里边从要表达出来。
And so, from the earliest days of the Christian church, they were singing songs.
所以从基督徒最一开始的聚会，他们就开始唱诗歌了。
Now there are Greek scholars who tell us we can find fragments of hymns within the New Testament.
这个希腊的学者他们说在新约里边，他们可以找到这一点那一点的一个这些的诗歌证据。
And when you read it, if you read Greek, and so I do, and so when you read it, you can see it has poetic and metric form.
当你读新约用希腊原文来读新约的时候，你就会发现里边有这些诗歌的韵律在里边。
Sometimes it's lost in translation, even into English, whatever.
或者当然翻译成英文、中文的时候，就可能没有这个味道了。
Let's just look at four of them.
我们就看四处。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9,
第哥林多前书第二章第九节
suddenly Paul almost starts singing.
保罗就突然开始好像要唱起来了。
And the verse takes on a beauty of words and metric.
这个他用的词就有一个韵和一个调子。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and verse 9,
哥林多前书第二章第九节
But as it is written, I hath not seen, nor ear heard,Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
格林多前书第二章第九节。
You could see how maybe there's a song in there, huh?
你可以唱出来的。
First Timothy chapter 1, verse 17.
提摩太前书第一章第十七节
Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Do you sing that chorus?
这个是提摩太前书第一章第十七节，我们唱那首诗歌。
See, it's in the Bible.
实在就是圣经里的话。
First Timothy 3:16.
提摩太前书第三章第十六节。
God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received into glory.
提摩太前书第三章第十六节。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
You see, of course, these Timothy books were written a little later on, and now these hymns have become familiar in a number of assemblies, you know?
这个后书是这一书前书之后一段时间写的，所以那些诗歌他们那些聚会已经很熟悉了。
Here's one, beginning in verse 11.
从第十一节。
If we be dead with him,We shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also denies us. If we have not faith, yet he abideth faithful.
这是提摩太后书第二章第十一到第十三节。
Those are just some examples.
这是一些的例子。
When we look at the history of the church, we see how important hymns really were.
当我们看教会历史，我们就会发现诗歌的重要性。
We notice two things from those two exhortations of Paul in Ephesians and Colossians.
我们从以弗所书和哥罗西书这两处看到保罗他的一些鼓励。
That there was a balance of singing between psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
我们就看到一些诗歌，一些诗唱歌，诗歌灵歌有些的平衡在里边。
Now psalms.Singing the scripture.
这些诗歌唱圣经里的这些。
Now, if you were at the Singspiration, you just saw this psalm from Revelation chapter 7.
刚才我们唱的是唱到一个启示录第七章里边一些的话。
And that's just singing with a tune to scriptures.
唱圣经里的话，然后把它放到音乐里边。
And the Jewish elements within Christianity were very familiar with singing the psalms, and I'm sure carried that on in churches.
这个犹太人他们一个传统就是唱旧约的话，这个传统也到了教会里面。
So psalms were sung to God the Father.
这个诗篇里边就是唱到我们的父。
But what was invented in this new church age were hymns and spiritual songs.
但是在教会的时代的时候，就有这些有诗歌和灵歌。
Hymns were sung unto Jesus.
这个诗歌就是唱给耶稣基督的。
And probably came out of their worship times as they broke bread together at the Lord's table.
大概就是他们在主的桌子面前擘饼的时候，他们所发出来的。
Therefore, you'll find that some of our best hymns come from the brethren.
所以我们发现我们很多最好的诗歌是从弟兄会里面出
来的。And other groups that weekly would gather and break bread around the Lord's table.
那他们每个星期在主的桌子面前擘饼。
Now spiritual songs was something else.
那灵歌是另外一回事情。
Those who were spirit filled,
那些是被圣灵充满。
And hopefully who could sing,
希望他们也能唱诗歌。
When the congregation was worshiping or fellowshipping together,
当聚会在唱诗聚集的时候。
Spiritual songs were more or less spontaneous songs.
灵歌就是即兴的就出来了。
Even sometimes like singing prophetically.
好像就是也有。又有先知预言性的那
种唱出来。We're singing and worshiping God.
或者在一边唱诗赞美神。
You remember at the house of Cornelius as Peter was preaching, it says the Spirit fell upon the people there.
你记得在哥尼流家里边，他们讲的时候，神的灵就充满了他们。
And they began praising God and speaking in tongues and prophesying.
他们那边赞美唱诗，在那边来用在那边敬拜神。
And so spiritual songs were something.Given to you in your spirit and sung, even almost spontaneously.
所以这些灵歌是放在你心里边，好像很即兴的就发出来的。
You remember the famous story of how Moody went to England and was preaching the gospel.
你记得穆迪弟兄他去英国传福音。
And it was Ira Sankey, wasn't it, who was with him? Yeah. And just before he was going to speak on the Lamb of God, Ira Sankey.Had read a poem that day in a newspaper.
当这个要讲的时候，将神的羔羊的时候，那一天正好 ，Sankey 写音乐的这个弟兄，他正好在报纸上看到一个诗。
He cut the poem out.
他把那首诗剪下来。
And 5 minutes before he had to get up and sing, he took the poem out, looked at it.
那个5分钟之前，表演之前，他就把那个报纸拿出来剪下来。
He went up to the organ, played a chord.
他从到那个这个钢琴前面，他去弹了一个和弦。
And started singing. There were 99 of the sheep out there, da, 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 and sang the song, the 99, the sheep.
他就开始唱那99只的羔羊。
Just from a poem.
这是从一首诗歌里面。
A spiritual song.
这是灵歌。
Now we should have the freedom that the Lord might do this. Some people sing songs.
我们应该有这样的自由，我们这么来唱。
I myself have heard that be a tremendous blessing in the assembly as somebody would sing a song that just lifts all of our hearts to the Lord.
我自己有这样的经历，我们自己把心向神这样敞开的时候是很大一个祝福。
But can you believe by about the 3rd century AD,
当主后第三个世纪的时候，
there was no more corporate church singing.
那时候就再也没有聚会时所唱的诗歌了。
And why is that?
为什么呢？
Because there was no more body of Christ.
因为再就没有基督的身体。
In the church, if you went into the church,
你去教会的时候，
there were priests or monks or nuns who would sing in the background, all in Latin.
可能你会看到那些僧人或者修女站在后边来唱，用拉丁文在那边唱。
You would just have to sit there. You couldn't sing.
你只能坐在那边，你不能唱。
But they would sing.
他们在唱。
And you would just listen.
你就听就好了。
And this went on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
多少百年，几百年都是这个样子。
What a shame the saints couldn't sing.
就他们就不能唱诗歌。
Anybody know any song that came out from that period of time?
你有没有发现那段时间有没有什么诗歌呢？
Well, you do.
其实有的。
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. That was a chant of the early church asking for Jesus to come.
这个是当初那些僧人他们在那边唱的时候，就是要基督来的一首。
But here is this interesting fact.
这是一个很有意思的一个事实。
Whenever there was a spiritual revival and recovery of God's purpose, there were songs ignited in the hearts of His people.
每一次有神的旨意复兴的时候，都有一些的诗歌在人的心里边被点燃起来。
Of course, we know that Martin Luther, who started the Reformation in Germany, he started that Reformation and brought hymn singing back to the church.
我们知道马丁路德宗教改革的时候，他同时也把唱诗恢复到教会里边来。
He himself wrote 129 hymns in 25 years.
他自己用了25年的时间写了129首诗歌。
Now, I'm a German.
我是这个德国裔的。
Germans love to sing.
德国人喜欢唱诗。
And so many Germans got saved by Martin Luther's gospel preaching.
很多人是马丁路德他传福音，他们得的救的。
But all they knew was the songs from the bar where they would swing their beer and sing.
当时他们所唱的会唱就是在酒吧里边学那些喝酒的歌。
So that's the only tunes they knew.
他们能唱的就是那些。
So Martin Luther put Christian words in.
所以那个时候马丁路德就把基督基督的神的话放在那些音乐里。
And his most famous beer song.
他最出名的喝酒的歌。
A mighty fortress is our God.
这首诗歌就是一个唱喝酒时候唱的歌。
Yeah, all of you beer drinkers know that song.
你们爱喝酒的人都应该知道这首诗歌。
Of course, it's a beautiful song by today's standards.
当然，今天我们来看是非常美好的、美丽的一首诗歌。
But their hearts wanted to express worship to the Lord. They started writing these long songs. The Germans write 12 verses, you know, long, long songs.
这个德国人敬拜的时候，他们喜欢唱很长的诗歌，一写就十二节以上。
But we also know in Germany about the Moravian revival.
我们在德国也知道有摩洛维亚的复兴。
And the Moravians.Because they were founded by the Czechoslovakian United Brethren.
但是这个摩洛维亚是被受到捷克斯洛伐克他们复兴那边的弟兄的影响。
And they gathered around the Lord's table.
他们在主的面前来聚集。
So they started singing hymns.
他们开始唱诗。
Now the Moravians loved brass instruments.
摩洛维亚他们喜欢这些有金属性的乐器。
Even today, the Moravians in the United States.
就算在今天，在美国的摩洛维亚的聚会
，They love trumpets, trombones, French horns, brassy instruments.
这些西方钢铁，像比如号角这些的东西，他们非常喜欢用这些乐器。
It was said that you could tell who was visiting the Moravian community there in Herrnhut, Germany.
当他们在摩洛维亚德国那边那个地方来访问这些弟兄的时候
，Because they would need a hymn book.
他们需要一本诗歌本。
But the saints in Herrnhut had memorized 850 German hymns.
但是那个时候那个当地的弟兄他们已经背下来850首的诗歌。
Now I think that's even more than Christian Chen memorized.
我想这个比陈希斯弟兄背的还要多。
And it's because every night after work, after they ate dinner, what did they do?
他每天工作完吃完晚饭以后他们干什么？
The single sisters went to that house. The single brothers went to that house. The men went to that house. The mamas went to that house. And I don't know what happened to the babies.
这个单身男的单身女的父亲母亲各去各的地方，这个孩子们不知道去哪里了。
And every night they sang hymns.
每天晚上他们都在那边唱诗。
So they learned these hymns.
这个他们这么学习唱诗歌的。
Of course, Calvin came along with his Reformation in Switzerland and France.
加尔文在瑞典和法国，他那边有他的工作。
But you know, the Calvinists and the Reformed people limited their singing only to singing psalms.
但是这些加尔文他们改革宗的，他们只唱旧约诗篇里的。
But still, they sang psalms beautifully.
但是他们唱的还是非常好。
And then along came the Englishman.Isaac Watts.
然后后来就出这个以撒华斯就出来了，
And he's
英国人。
He's one of the first ones to start writing English hymns that were sung in the churches.
他是第一批写英文诗歌，而且在教会里面唱的。
And we could go on, but then of course Charles Wesley came along, and you see again that great awakening. They call it the first great awakening in England.
我们知道后来有查尔威斯利，后来在英国有第一次的大觉醒。
This awakening came through George Whitfield and John Wesley.
那次大觉醒是George 怀特还有那个查尔威斯利他们的工作的结果。
But the revival came on the wings of Charles Wesley's hymns.
但是这个复兴乃是真是驾着查尔威斯利他所写的诗歌的翅膀上面。
You know, so every week John would preach a sermon, and every week Charles would write a hymn regarding that sermon.
每个星期，约翰·威斯利他会讲一篇道，然后每个星期查尔·威斯利就会根据那篇道，他写一首诗歌。
Now he wrote 6,000 hymns.
他一生写了6,000首诗歌。
Probably not all of them were very good.
可能不是每一首都特别好。
But of course, many of them are our treasure of hymnary today.
但是还是很多。今天都是诗歌 里边的宝藏。
And then a final testimony, just to show you the value of hymns.
那最后一个见证就让我们看到诗歌是多么宝贵的一件事情。
I'm sure you know the story of Watchman Nee.
我们知道尼托生弟兄。
And you know that after World War II,
二战以后
he knew that sooner or later he was going to be imprisoned.
他知道他很快他要被抓进去了。
The last project that he took up before being put in prison was writing the hymn book of the little flock.
他被抓进去之前，他最后做的一件事情就是写这个小群聚会的那个诗歌本。
He got together with his co-workers, Ruth Lee and some of those others, and they began to get together the best hymn books they could find across the world.
那他就和一些同工把世界上所有的一些最好的诗歌本都弄在一起。
Brethren hymnals.
弟兄会的
Keswick hymnals,
开西聚会的
A.B. Simpson hymnals,
A.B. Simpson 的写的
Ira Sankey's gospel songs,
Sankey 的福音的诗歌
and they put together 1,052 songs.
他们就放在1,052首
This is amazing,
非常奇妙
especially when you realize that most of those hymn books were in English and they translated all of that into Mandarin.
你知道那个大部分那些诗歌都是只有英文的，他们就翻译成中文。
When it was finished,
翻译完以后
，It's reported that Brother Nee said, "This probably is the last contribution I will make to the Church of God."
他就是说，这个大概是我对教会最后的一个贡献了。
Then he broke down and wept.
他就
with thanksgiving to God.
就流泪哭泣。把感谢归给神。
Now, of course, probably you know better than I.
你们大概知道比我更清楚。
That this hymn book he put together, Hymns of the Little Flock,
那本小群聚会诗歌本
was illegal in China for many years.
在中国是违法的，有很多年都是违法的。
But for many people,
但是很多人
it was as precious as a Bible.
它好像和圣经一样的宝贵。
And through the dark years,
那些黑暗的年代
they had this hymn book.
他们有那本诗歌本。
Some of them gave their lives because of that hymn book.
有的人就是为了这个诗歌本，把他们生命都摆上
了。This is the value of these hymns.
这些诗歌是这个价值就体现在这里了。
Now I come and challenge you about something.
那现在我要挑战你们了。
Because every time the Lord recovers something,
每一次神要复兴一些事情
，the result is new and original hymns.
结果就是有新的。
从来没有的诗歌, hymns and spiritual songs.
诗歌还有灵歌,
whether it was the Lutherans or the Moravians or the Brethren or the Pentecostals or the Charismatics.
各种宗派里边,
I was a Baptist during the Charismatic movement in the 70s.
我是在70年代, 我在70年代这个浸信会那时候运动里边的。
I was a good Baptist. We only sang hymns.
我是一个很好的浸信会的会员，我们只唱那些诗歌。
But the Charismatics began to sing praises, choruses, and hymns.
但是灵恩派他们就开始唱有副编，就是各种各样的歌都放在里边去了。
And they literally have changed the landscape across the United States of worship.
那他们就把美国全美国敬拜的情况就改变了。
Now, if we are a testimony of recovery,
如果我们是恢复的一个见证,
there should be some hymns and spiritual songs coming out of our midst.
应该从我们中间有诗歌还有灵歌出来。
Of course, there should be good hymns.
当然应该是很好的诗歌。
There's a lot of bad choruses.
有很多的，有很多不好的。
And there's a real problem today, isn't there?
这也是今天的一个问题。
Because there's so many spiritual choruses.
因为有这么多的 短诗,
that today, most churches don't even have a hymn book. They just have overhead.
所以很大部分聚会今天他们都没有诗歌本，就是用这个幻灯片。
And they only sing choruses and maybe 10 songs like Amazing Grace. Everybody knows.
他们就是只唱很多的短诗，好像十首诗的短诗，就像 奇异恩典这样的。
But they don't sing hymns anymore.
但是他们不再唱诗篇。
Now why is that?
为什么呢？
When we lose the hymns, we lose the deeper side of our worship.
当我们不再唱诗歌的时候，我们就失去了属灵里面更深层的东西。
Now, I mean, choruses, as we call them, or spiritual songs, they are wonderful, and especially when they're scriptural.
这个灵歌短诗当然是从神的话里面说，当然是很好。But
we lose something when we lose the hymns.
当时当我们不再唱诗歌的时候，我们就失去了一些东西。You
know. You see, because we live, and you're not familiar with what goes on out there, maybe.
我们可能不太熟悉，但是是有这样的情况的。
All and all forever, Jesus will I sing. You know what? I know. You know the rest. I know.
我们都很熟悉这首诗歌了。
My point is, they don't know that song.
问题是他们却不知道这首诗歌。
They've never heard that song.
他们从来没有听过的。
The Lutherans, the Methodists, Presbyterians.
这个路德会，这个浸信会，他们都不知道的。
And,
而且,
the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
宣教会他们也不知道。
They've taken most of A.B. Simpson's hymns out of their own hymn book.
他们就把 A.B. Simpson他写的东西都拿出来。
A.B. Simpson started the Christian Missionary Alliance.
A.B. Simpson他开始这个 宣道会的。
But people don't even know these kinds of songs.
但是现在人们却都不知道这些的诗歌。
And when you sing it, they say, "Where did you get that song?"
当你唱的时候，他们会问你是从哪找到这些诗歌的。
Now it's a shame. Now, so I know you know many wonderful hymns.
我们都知道，你也知道，我也知道很多很好的诗歌。
But I want to encourage you.
但是我想鼓励你们。
To continue to hold up and sing these precious songs.
来继续唱这些宝贵的诗歌。
Now, why are hymns being lost today?
为什么今天的诗歌好像有被遗失了呢？
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
有很多原因。
Everybody's got ADHD.
每天，每个人都有这个多动症。
You know what? People as a whole don't read poetry anymore.
这个我们现代的人基本都不再读这个诗了。
The beauty of words have lost their importance.
语言的美丽在今天好像没有那么重要了。Have
you ever read a tweet?
你有没有读推特？你有没有读推特？
And found any value at all?
你觉得很有价值的推特，你有没有发现过？
Except the many misspelled words.
除了一些拼错的话，拼错的词呢？
Words, especially words from God, are so important.
这些词，这些的句，特别是从神那边出来的，是非常宝贵的。
We have so many words going around these days that we don't listen to the word.
我们今天有那么多的话，各种各样的话，但是我们却不听这个圣经上的话。
And I say this now, you know, I'm a biased man, but I'm allowed to be because I'm 75 years old.
那我说你可能说我是有偏见的一个人，但是我可以做偏见的人，因为我75岁了。
But much contemporary music today has lost even its rhythmic patterns.
但是今天很多现代的新的音乐连这个乐的节奏都没有了。
Although good rap guys have a good sense of poetry at times.
那些唱 rap 的那些人，他们好像对这些节奏可能还有点感觉。
But the biggest problem is this.
最大的问题是
the Christian experience.
基督徒的经历
It's too shallow today.
今天是太浅显。
People who've had a deep experience of the cross are becoming fewer and fewer.
那些很深的经历过十字架工作的人是越来越少。
To be honest with you,
我很这个诚实的跟你讲
many of our best hymns come from deep spiritual experience.
我们很多最好的诗歌都是从很深的属灵的经历里面出来的。
And if somebody has never had a deep spiritual experience,They just sound kind of super spiritual.
啊，那些没有这样经历的人，他们唱出来就好像感觉是特别，好像超然的属灵。
Christian Chen had an interesting way of putting it.
陈希曾弟兄他说的很有意思。
He says one way you can evaluate a hymn is this.
有一种来断定判断一首诗歌的
方法。When the writer wrote the hymn.
当写诗的人写了一首诗歌
，Was God plucking His harp strings？
是当神在他心里面来拨动他的心弦。
The first letter in the word harp in Hebrew looks like a harp。
啊，这个琴这个词在希伯来原文，这个第一个字母，那个字母看起来就像一个琴。
And it also means heart。
那个同时，那个词也是心那个意思。
Your heart is a harp。
就说你的心是一个琴。
When God strikes the strings of your heart, suddenly there's a tune you have to sing.
当神拨动你心里面的琴，你就有一个音乐可以唱给神。
So maybe a hymn has beautiful poetry.
可能这个诗歌是很好的诗。
Wonderful high words.
非常好的词。
But has a person's heartstrings been touched?
但是他那个人的心里面的琴有没有被拨动呢？
This is very important to appreciating hymns today.
这是一个要欣赏诗歌的一个很重要的一个要求。
There's another problem, and it's that people don't buy books anymore.
啊，另外一个问题，我们今天的人不再买书了。
Who has your book?
谁还看书啊？
I say, turn to your Bible.
我说翻开你圣经，每个人都拿出手机来。
I say, turn to your hymn book.
我说翻开诗歌本，我只能往上看了。
So when we printed out the first printing of Christ in Song, this English hymn book.
当我们第一次把第一版的基督在歌里边这个诗歌本印刷出来的时候
，One of the brothers who helped edit the book saw our brother Devern Fromke. You remember Brother Fromke?
我们那个其中一个编辑者就是 Frankie 弟兄。
And the brother said, Brother Frankie, we're going to print a hymnal.
Frankie 弟兄他要印刷一本诗歌。
He said, you'll never sell it.
但是他说你根本就卖不出去的。
He says, it's like selling horse collars today.
就好像卖这个马的这个脖子套的这个东西一样。
You'll never sell it. Nobody wants to buy a book.
你根本就卖不出去，没有人会买的。
Well, I'm glad to say he was wrong.
我很高兴说他错了。
Now, I don't want to go on talking too much here.
我不想再说太多。
I want to challenge you.
我想来挑战你们。
To write hymns and spiritual songs.
来写诗歌，来写灵歌。
One problem we have with great hymns.
要写很好的诗歌的问题是。
Is that the tunes don't fit the song?
就是这个音乐和词不配。
First of all,
首先
the tunes were written by guys who sing like this.
音乐是写那些现在写是他们唱的很高那种的。
And when it's played on the piano, you see people going.
所以他们唱写出来 钢琴弹的时候，有人唱的非常高，有人唱的非常低。
Now we need to edit that because they must have been written for angels to sing, but we're just human beings.
我们要需要修改这样的诗歌，但这些诗歌都是写给天使的，我们都是人呐。
You'd be surprised. You just take the song down two or three steps, and everybody can sing it.
你把那些诗歌降两三个调，我们大伙都一起可以来唱。
Why are you torturing the saints?
你为什么这么来折磨我们的圣徒呢？
No wonder the young people don't sing it. They get a nosebleed just for the.
难怪我们年轻人今天都不唱，他们这么唱都要流鼻血了。
And many times, you know, the tunes and the words don't match.
很多时候这个音乐和词不配。
Or sometimes the tempo doesn't match.
或者这个节奏不配。
We have one sister back in New York.
我们在纽约有个姊妹。
And she must have taken a course called speed piano.
她一定是学过这么一节课叫快速弹钢琴的课。
Because when she's playing it, we're singing "Wonderful, the Matchless Jesus." The right, anyone see? The child, you have to take a breath.
当场就弹得太快了，弹得太快了。
But sometimes a song has a deep spirit, but the tune is shallow.
有的时候一首诗歌它词有很深的意义，但是音乐就非常的浅。
And some of our best hymns were written at the end of the 19th century, where people could still sing opera.
我们很多很好的诗歌都是19世纪末，给那些会唱歌剧的人写的。
Now surely we have some musical people who can modify some of these things.
我想我们当中今天也应该有这样懂音乐的人可以做这样一些的修改。
And we also have some unique problem in translation too.
我们另外是翻译的时候也有一个非常特殊的问题。
You know, our brother Wang presented that song, must be 10 years ago now, about Adam and God's eternal purpose, Abraham, God, that wonderful song, it's unsingable in English.
大概十年以前王弟兄他介绍给我们一首神永远的旨意亚伯拉罕那些英文里面唱不出来的。
I sit there every year, I watch my brothers and sisters in Christ crying because they're singing it in Chinese, it's beautiful.
我很多年我就看那些唱中文的弟兄姐妹唱这首诗歌的时候都流泪啊。
And I'm trying to figure out what is this saying? I can't.
我就在觉得。
All I'm saying is somebody should fix that up.
我意思就是有人要修改一下。
It's so clear on God's eternal purpose.
对神的旨意非常的清晰。
But the grammar.
但是英文的这个语法。
So I'm just saying, you know, it would really help, and I think it would help our young people if we sang songs.That were a little bit more fitting with the century that we live in.
我的意思就是，如果今天我们能把这些诗歌稍微修改一下，能够更符合这个世纪的人来唱。
Now there are some songs we should not change.
有些诗歌我们不应该改变。
You know what the number one song hymn song is in the world?
你知道世界上第一号最流行的诗歌是哪一首吗
？Now what do you think it is?
你们想一想。
Rock of Ages.
永久磐石
And that song, the tune is so good. Rock of Ages. You just hear the hammer on the rock. Cleft for me.
永久磐石那调就和像击打那个磐石那感觉一样
But I don't think that song will be old 500 years from now if the Lord tarries.
那我想如果主不回来以后的500年这首诗歌不会变得老的。
But there are some tunes that we need to adapt and adjust.
但是其他有一些的这个曲调就要有一些修改。
And here's the point.
我想说的是这一点。
A living congregation
一个活的一个聚会
must have living songs.
必须要有活的诗歌。
Some of those songs we need to adapt.
有些诗歌我们需要一些修改。
And I hope that some of you will take seriously this possibility.
我希望我们当中有些人很严肃地对待这个事情。
Now, I am one of those people guilty. I change tunes.
我就是那些修改诗歌调子的人。
But I find the young people enjoy the tunes.
但是我就发现年轻人喜欢这些修改以后的。
And the message that they bring.
而且也喜欢那个传递的信息，他们也很能接受。
So now we're going to put three hymns up on the screen.
那现在我们把三首诗歌放在上面来
，With a Dana Condon tune，
就是 Dana 弟兄所写的音乐。
And you may have to adjust, but it's not really that hard.
你要需要一些修改，但是不是很难的。
And we'll try to sing it together. Fair enough?
我们是来唱一唱。
All right. This one, Higher Ground, I just adapted the tune. You'll recognize, you know. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm finding every day. It's a nice tune, but I like this one better. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound.Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on Canaan's tableland. A higher plane I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. You want to try it?
我们一起来试一试啊。
Lord, I'm praying. Lord, help us. Oh, Lord,
please.
I'm pressing up the upper way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm upward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lead me up.Higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fear dismay. Though some may dwell where those abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lead me up and let me stand by faith on a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has called the joyful sound, the sound of saints on higher ground.Up and let me stand by faith on Canaan's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the almost high and catch a gleam of glory bright.Still I'll pray you have not found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lift me up and let me stand by faith on Canaan's tableland. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.Well, you got us to higher ground there.
Oh, 你到了更高之处了。
Okay, but now that rolls. I'm going higher ground. You're stepping along. You're moving up. I like the spirit of the song, you know, as well as the words that are so wonderful.
我就很喜欢这个节奏，这节奏更高之处，你一步一步就往上走。
You got the next one up?
下面一首。
I don't. Do you even know the song?
你们知道不知道这首诗歌？
The original goes, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. It's a good tuba solo.
吹的那个很好的一个节奏。
But the young people back in Manhattan, they love to sing this song.
曼哈顿那些年轻人喜欢唱这首诗。
We're studying the Gospel of Luke.
我们开始学路加福音。
How Jesus was such a humble man.
耶稣是一个很谦卑的一个人。
So I adapted this song.
所以我就做了一些修改。
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Want to try it?
要不试一试啊?
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. Not one. Not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend. Friend and him like him is so high and holy. No, not one, no, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all. Will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. Night so dark, but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend. Did every saint find his friend forsaken? No, not one. No, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our. Will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Whatever gift like the Savior given. No, not one. He'll refuse us a home in heaven. No, not one, no, not one.
Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
That's a good song, isn't it?
很好一首的诗歌
Amen. Good gospel song.
一首很好的诗, 福音的诗歌
Now we have Margaret Barber's great song Shadowless Communion.
有另外一首的诗歌是何寿恩姊妹所写的 我们诗歌本 585
Again here I feel like the words are wonderful. The song, the tune is maybe just a little short of the meaning itself.
词写得非常好 但是原来的音乐我觉得 缺少一些东西
So a brother I heard 20 years ago down in Texas wrote this version of this song and it is so absolutely wonderful
大概20多年以前一个德州的一个弟兄他写新谱了一首的音乐
It's the same as is in your hymnary but he added a chorus to it that just reminds us of what's going on
和我们诗歌本的音乐是一样但是他加了副篇
If the path I travel lead me to the cross, if the way thou choosest lead to pain and loss, let the compensation daily and hourly be shattered. Lord, with thee, shadowless communion, O my Lord, with thee. If that's the way thou choosest to bear with me, let my compensation daily and hourly be shadowless communion, blessed Lord. Try?
试一试啊
This is simple 3-4 tune
一首很简单三四拍的
If the path I travel lead me to the cross, if the way thou choosest lead to pain and loss, let the compensation daily and hourly Shadowless communion, blessed Lord with thee. Shadowless communion, O my Lord with thee. If that's the way thou choosest to bear with me, let my compensation daily and hourly Shadowless communion, blessed Lord with thee. If there's less of earth's joy, give Lord more of heaven. Let my spirit praise thee, though the heart be riven. If sweet earthly ties, Lord, break. Thy decree, let the tie that binds us closer, sweeter be. Shadowless communion, O my Lord, with thee. If that's the way thou choosest to bear with me, let my compensation daily and always be shadowless communion, blessed Lord with thee. Lonely though the pathway, cheer it with a smile. Be thou my companion through earth's little while. Selfless may I live, Lord,
place to be. Just a cleansed channel for thy life through me. Shadow is communion, O my Lord, with thee. If that's the way thou choosest to bear with me, let my compensation daily and always be. Shadow is communion, blessed Lord, with thee.
It's a California guitar, it doesn't like my...
加州的吉他不喜欢我。
Okay, so, so those are songs that you sang and sang them so well.
这些诗歌我们平时都会唱，而且唱得很好。
So, you know, I've been speaking on the Gospel of John.
我在讲这个约翰福音。
And I know the things I'm saying are hard to understand.
我知道我讲的很有点难懂。
It's because John's deeper that we give him credit for.
但是 约翰讲的其实讲得更深，比我们一般所能接受的。
And I'm hoping that after these messages and I go far, far away, that you'll read something and you'll say, oh yeah, now I see.
我希望我讲完以后走得很远，但是你们自己再一看，他讲的还是对的。
So anyway, so I do this, every time I do a Bible study in Manhattan,
每次在曼哈顿那边我们查经,
I try to write a spiritual song to go along with the Bible study.
我就试着就写一个属灵的灵歌来配合。Now
this is the one I wrote for the Gospel of John.
这个就是我写的约翰福音所配的灵歌。Now
I won't ask you to sing it.
我不想，你不用唱哈。This
is the way it goes like this. Remember, these are young people, right?
你们都年轻人。I
wanna be in Logos. I want to know the life without end. I want to be in Logos. I want to think the long thoughts of God. I want to be in Logos. I want to see His glory and grace. I want to be in Logos. I want to see my God in His face. It is Jesus. He is precious Jesus, so much more than man. It is Jesus, God so loved the world. He sent Jesus, the Father and the Son. Now, if you think you can sing it with me, you're welcome on the next verse.
如果能跟上的话，一起来。
I want to be in Logos. I want a force to conquer my night. I want to be in Logos. I want a tabernacle in light. I want to be in Logos. I want to drink the Creator's wine. I want to be in Logos. I want to taste the heavenly bread. It is Jesus. Precious Jesus, so much more than man. It is Jesus, God so loved the world. He sent Jesus, the Father in the Son. I want to be in Logos. I want to know the truth that sets free. I want to be in Logos. I want a resurrection in me. I want to be in Logos. I want to be an eternal now. I want to be in Logos. I want to know the Comforter's power. It is Jesus.
more than man. It is Jesus. God so loved the world. He sent Jesus, the Father in the Son. I want to be in Logos. I want to hear the Lord in His Word. I want to be in Logos. I want to just abide in the vine. I want to be in Logos. I want to Alpha leading the way. I want to be in Logos. I want to make an ending my day. It is Jesus. He is the Lamb of God. Precious Jesus. So much more than man. It is Jesus. God so loved the world. He sent Jesus, the Father and the Son.
Lord, we thank you that we can worship you.
主，我们感谢你，我们可以这样来敬拜你。
In many different ways, in psalms and hymns and spiritual song.
用诗篇，用灵歌，用诗歌来赞美你。
Help us to make melody in our hearts.
帮助我们用心来写这些音乐。
Make us true worshipers in spirit and in truth.
让我们在灵里面做一个真实敬拜的人。
Oh, teach us more about your hymns as we study these precious words together.
当我们一起来学习你宝贵话语的时候，让我们更多的来认识你的诗歌。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.